Joined now by Ron Peterson and Tobias Pugsley from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Good morning, gentlemen. Ooh.
Good morning, Sonny. How are you doing?
I am doing well. We're continuing our COVID-19 coverage with you guys this morning. Ron, let's start with you. Do you have an update with the latest statewide numbers?
Well, I do, and the statewide numbers have good and bad news. The good news is they're relatively steady. The bad news is they're steady at a very high level. We have a total cases now in the state of 114,519 positive COVID cases. Active cases right now are at 9,836. Of those 9,836, there's 667 that are in the hospital. 121 of those that are hospitalized are on ventilators. And so far, unfortunately, we've had a total death of 2,003 in the state of Arkansas. In Baxter County, we have 801 total cases, 138 active cases, and 11 deaths due to COVID. As a system, Sonny, we have tested 8,985 individuals, and we have had a total of 487 positives, and that's just patients that come into our system one way or another. And so we have, as a hospital, we have admitted a total of 111 COVID patients. We currently today have 11 COVID patients in the hospital. One of those are on a ventilator, and we have had 24 deaths at Baxter Regional related to COVID. I do want to emphasize that we have COVID units. We have negative air pressure. We isolate those patients, so we still take care of non-COVID things here at the hospital, and still believe that we have a very safe environment, so I do want to emphasize that. But also, though, we do have, or we have had 97 total employees test positive, but we currently have 25 that have active cases, and of course those 25 are all isolated and at home, not here at the hospital. If you kind of look in the area here, we have 2,649 total cases in the six-county area, the five counties contiguous to Baxter County in Arkansas, and 382 active cases. So again, we're relatively steady, but we are definitely steady on the high end.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about capacity across the nation and in Missouri. How are we doing on space for COVID-19 positive patients at Baxter Regional?
You know, that's a really good question. And so far, we've been able to handle everybody. We have probably 50 beds that we can take care of COVID patients, and I think the most COVID patients that we've had to date at any one time was 20. And so we have capacity. We're hoping that we don't have to fill all the beds, but I want to kind of reemphasize to people that we have them on separate unit. We have the COVID patients in a separate unit. We have them in negative air pressure rooms. And so we are taking care of those patients. Our staff get the proper PPE, protective equipment for themselves. So they are taken care of. We're trying to make sure that we have a safe environment. And again, we feel that individuals who need health care don't need to delay their health care, but come in and get that health care because we do have a safe environment.
Well, speaking of safety, Tobias, have there been any changes to the hospital's visitor policy?
Yeah, Sonny, that's a great question. We get that question a lot about visitors. We still are at the one visitor per patient per day. But I got an interesting question asked the other day. Somebody asked me, well, that one visitor, what if about my pastor? Can my pastor come see me? And we do allow clergy in the hospital. There are some rules that we do ask them to follow. But in addition to the one visitor, we do allow clergy in for a limited amount of time to check on the people of their congregation.
All right. Ron, do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
Well, just kind of repeating some of the same old things, but the fog of COVID is definitely here, and so we want to do what we do when a fog is here, and that is we want to just be careful. We want to make sure that we're wearing our masks. Masks, I think, there's been study after study that's shown masks definitely help with the spread. Make sure that we, or contain the spread, excuse me. Want to make sure that we clean our hands several times. Want to make sure that we keep our social distancing, the 6 feet. And, I think we should feel like we can get out and about, but we definitely want to keep the social practices, the social distancing, and the mask wearing as you're out and about.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing this information.
Tommy, thank you. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.